I believe that if we practice these three ingredients, it will be powerful for the community and nation. That's a hyperbole, Pastor. Come on, that's crazy. Arnold Beltrame, I believe, was a man that read Jesus' farewell discourse. Does anyone know who Arnold Beltrame is? Maybe not. Arnaud was in a meat market in France shopping, and he did a really unusual thing. He was in a meat market just 4 years ago this happened. 4 years ago, and an Islamic terrorist showed up into that meat market. Killed four, shot about 20 others. Arnaud went to the back of that meat market into a refrigeration station to hide out with dozens of other people in the back of the store. It was wild. Things were out of control. And then Arnaud did something unusual. Instincts kicked in. He came out of the refrigeration section, and he approached the terrorist who was holding hostage a young woman. And Arnaud said this, "I'll take her spot." That's what he said. Arnaud took her spot, and he was killed. He died. But he saved dozens of lives. He kept his phone on so that when he made the exchange, the police knew exactly where to go to take out the terrorists. Now, did that change a nation? The French president, Emmanuel Macron, agrees. Do you know what he said about that event? "This greatness has transfixed the nation of France." Look it up, 2018. Now, it wasn't until 4 days later, you see, that we realized why Arnaud did what he did. A Catholic priest stepped up. "I know this man." And he told the story of Arnaud. See, Arnaud was not raised in a Christian family, but at 33 years of age, he was converted to Christianity. At age 35, he took his first communion. And 4 days before that tragedy, 4 days, he took vows in Christian marriage to his wife. The priest went on to say this, "There is no doubt that Arnaud knew the teaching of Jesus that said there is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for another." You know where those words appear? Jesus' farewell. John 15, chapter 16. And then the priest followed up by saying this, "There's only one explanation for why he did this. You see, he had a movement in his faith for charity to others that required supreme sacrifice." I believe Arnaud, he understood the bus trip Jesus was talking about. And my friends, each one of us is not going to be put into an intense situation as Arnaud, but we need to be prepared for how we can share agape love with those around us. You are on the bus trip with Jesus. You are one of his followers and disciples. Take what is necessary. Love. Let go of the baggage. Whatever it is that you're holding on to that's bad, or those good things, but they're not really necessary, let them go. And recognize you got a seatmate next to you that will protect and guide you along the way, the Holy Spirit. And if we do that, you see, when the opportunity comes, we will be like Arnaud and share the difference that is within us and make a difference, yes, for an entire nation. Amen.